Now it's the weekly tarot stars,
yes,
and we'll kick
is.
Off with Aries, Sharina.
Okay, Aries. Three of Wands for Aries this week. This is a successful time for you. You're going to achieve two things, but and think, wow, look what I've done. Hey, but watch out. There's something else that you're going to achieve and to be very proud of yourself. You're going to make other people proud. And it's also an excellent week for communication.
Nice. Taurus is next, Sharina.
Yes, Taurus. Taurus has got the Six of Swords, and the Six of Swords is very much all about encountering some disturbing events, which you are feeling a little sort of, there's a few challenges there. However, it's like you're going into smoother seas and smoother waters after you face these challenges, whether they're health challenges, work challenges, financial challenges, or personal challenges, smoother seas ahead.
Okay, Gemini's next.
Sure. Happy birthday to all the Gems out there, and especially to my mum having an 80th birthday on Friday of next week. Okay, we have got the card of the Empress, and the Empress card is just, well, that'd be lovely. That's all about probably with your birthday around. You're probably finding, Geminis, that you've got lots of love and it being nurtured or nurturing other people. And travel is shown up as well. It's a lovely time. There seems to be important events taking place, and there's a promise of future success. It's also a time that you're feeling that you're going to have lots of reunions. Well, that's to do with your birthday, of course.
Mm. Okay, next along's Cancer.
The card of Justice. The card of Justice is very much all about you've got perhaps some messages, letters or mail coming your way, and solving problems is also there with this card of Justice. But watch out for legals. It could be parking fines, speeding fines with that card as well. That's a possibility.
Okay, Leo's next, Sharina.
Yes. Okay. Leo's got the card of the Star, which is positive change of mind or status and focuses on faith. You could possibly be feeling the lack of love or fulfillment in your life, and this is actually bringing, if it's lack of love, it's someone special could come in within the next few weeks, or there's new people coming into your life.
Okay, next along's Virgo.
Well, Virgo's got the card of the World, which is a fabulous card, the card of the World. And you're also feeling that you've got a lot of success coming your way. It's like overseas travel is showing up, or travel certainly there. And you've experienced temporary blocks in your progress, but that's all starting to change to a more positive for you, which that's a positive card of progress.
Okay, Libra's next.
Yeah. The Ace of Wands for Liberians, it's absolutely reinventing yourself totally. There's a new career path. There's a new decision being made to go in different directions. Happy unions. Also soulmate connections there for Liberians.
Okay, next along is Scorpio.
Scorpio's got the card of the Devil.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay, and there's some negative conditions that need to sort of, that could be surrounding you at the moment. And this cycle, you have to realize, is only your perception. It's like it's a big clouds over your head. However, this is going to, you're going to have some relief from this coming up. And it's going to be a good time to push for results and new locations.
Okay, Sagittarius is up next, Sharina.
The card of Temperance represents peace and tranquility, spiritual assistance, and you're really extremely busy and burnt out, but it's really positive though, enjoying yourself.
Hmm. Next up's Capricorn.
Uh-huh. Capricorn's got the Lovers, you cheeky buggers.
Ooh.
The Lovers is usually two people to decide between, but sometimes that can actually be a person as well as business. You know, so you might be spending too much time and neglect. So basically it's really meaning everything there. You're going to change your plans on the course of your experiences. And it's all about lovers and new admirers as well. Ooh, la la.
Okay, next up's Aquarius.
The card is strength there. Strength to do anything. Strength is indicating positive changes and positive results around business and love.
And last but not least is Pisces.
The Wheel of Fortune. This is the Wheel of Fortune. It could be a major purchase is shown, and a trip or a move could be discussed. There's certainly possibilities there. Negative conditions are coming to an end, and there's important decisions. Fluctuating moods will change as well, and things will sort themselves out. SharinaStar.com. For private readings, you can go to that SharinaStar.com. It's got all the information, not forgetting that we're going to have a wonderful time at the Seacliff Restaurant Saturday week. Only a few more sleeps, the 20th. Stunning